Today on Not a Jury, we'll be featuring Abby Ronka. So I'm sure that Abby doesn't remember this, but the day I met her, I was a little 7-year-old grum who joined a new snowboard team at a new mountain, and I didn't know anyone, and I did not know where anything was. I was so tiny that my mom was worried that I wouldn't be able to get off the lift. When the coaches told us to head out, I didn't know where to go. Abby knew that I was new and so young, and she kind of took me under her wing and showed me where to go. While this girl rips on the mountain, she truly is a kind, sweet, and caring individual that I'm lucky to know. When she isn't snowboarding, Abby enjoys sewing, and she's a beast on mountain bike trails. You can follow Abby on Instagram at Abby Ronka. I'm your host, Griff Klangley. You can follow me on Instagram at GromGriff. Let's carve into it. Hi, welcome to Season 2, Episode 4 of Not a Jerry. Today I'm super stoked to welcome Abby Ronka to the show. Welcome.
Hi.
How did you first get into snowboarding?
I first got into snowboarding from my parents. So when I was really little, my parents would like take me to the mountain when I was a baby, and they'd go snowboarding and like pass me off in between each of them going snowboarding. And then once I was old enough, they took me, and, like, I had a leash because I couldn't ride fully.
Yeah, same. Yeah, a little harness thing. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad used, like, an oversized dog collar for my waist because I was so tiny. So, yeah. I did that until I was old enough to ride on my own and hit park.
Cool. Yeah. I haven't seen you at Boulder much lately. Where have you been riding?
I've been riding at Bear Creek almost every day.
Cool, that sounds good. How are you enjoying it?
It's so much fun. I have so many friends there. And yeah, they have so many cool features out. Like, I've just been learning a lot and riding with friends every day.
Yeah, sounds like you're having a great time there.
For sure.
I know that in the time you've been snowboarding, you've gone from primarily border crossed to freestyle, and now I know you're into street riding. How have these different styles helped you in just all around snowboarding?
Yeah, I think it just helps you, like, be, like you said, all-around snowboarder. Like, you don't want to just be good at one thing. So, for, like, just being good with, like, edge control and everything from border cross really plays in. Because, like, if conditions are bad, like, stuff like that plays in and helps you just control yourself and, like, know where your body is in the air. Like, air awareness is so big. I don't know. It's more just, they kind of all feed into each other so much because it's all snowboarding. So, like, border cross was big because it helped me learn how to, like, ride and go fast and be comfortable. So then in the park, I know, like, what speed I need for certain things easier.
Yeah, like, jumps are easier to handle for what conditions and what speeds you need to go for border cross. Exactly. Yeah.
It's very easier. Like, it makes it a lot easier because you know your board and, like, your body, you know.
Yeah.
How much speed you need for certain things in certain days.
Yeah, definitely. You have had so many awesome opportunities at a young age. Can you talk a little bit about the neat events and opportunities that you've been to relating to snowboarding?
So, I've had a lot I'm going to talk about, but first that was like 2 years ago. I got invited to the launch, and it was so exciting. It's literally just all like young snowboarders just to get content, so like videos and photos. So when I went to that, I just saw, like, a bunch of people I only knew from Instagram. I just got to film with everyone and just meet new friends. Like, cool. I met some people that I'm now still in touch with. And that was really cool. I got to go to Miss Super Park twice, which was crazy. Cool.
Yeah, that sounds great, yeah.
Yeah, ride with everyone that I looked up to, which was insane. And then Dew Tour was really cool. I got to do Dew Tour Street. Cool. And again, riding and competing with people that I've been looking up to for so long was just crazy.
Yeah, you're finally, you know, at that level, and you're almost with the guys and, you know, girls that you've looked up to for all these years, and now you're riding with them.
Thank you. And then Loon Last Call, I went to that 2 years, and that was crazy. Again, something I've, like, always, like, watched edits of, and then when I went to it, it was just really cool to experience.
Yeah, definitely. Always better to be there than on a phone or a camera or whatever.
For sure.
Yeah. What is your all-time favorite snowboarding memory?
OK, this was so hard because I have so many good memories, but I'd say like this past season at Miss Super Park, I had been wanting to switch blunt to like a kink rail, a DFD.
Yeah.
And they had like a really long DFD with like so many kinks, and it took me so long. Like I hiked that rail for so long, and I finally got it, and like I got it on video, and it was the most exciting thing. I watched it so many times on the way home, and like once I posted, I kept watching it. It was literally like a dream trick for me, and I did it. And
yeah, it's just one of those tricks that you keep hammering down all that practice, and you finally get it, and it's so good. Yeah,
exactly. I was like doing it back home, and then I got there, and I was just like, oh my god, I need to do it. And it was,
Yeah, sounds pretty great to me. You have countless podiums from everything from USASA to sponsored events at local mountains. What is your proudest accomplishment?
Again, competing in Dew Tour, the street was crazy.
Yeah,
like I podium or anything, just riding with all the girls and stuff was insane. Oh my gosh, just experiencing it was crazy. Like I saw so many riders I looked up to, just like competing and everything.
Big event there, yeah.
And then Loon Last Call, I got third place in it. I think it was 2 years ago now, and I did it the year before that too, and I didn't place. And I just remember it felt like the craziest thing. And then the next year I podiumed, and it was insane. Like everyone throws down, like it's such like a big comp.
Yeah, definitely.
It was huge. Like I showed up and was so nervous, and
definitely cool. Yeah, sounds exciting. Sounds really cool. I know that you love mountain biking, and do you think your love for mountain biking and just mountain biking in general helps you with snowboarding?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, and there's so many aspects of like fitness wise. Because in the summer I'm not snowboarding anything, so biking helps me keep like a good fitness for when I start snowboarding. Hiking and dying. I mean, I still am. But it helps me a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, mentally, like in the summer, it's hard if you have downtime and you're so used to constantly doing like one thing.
Yeah.
And then you just go and stop doing it. So biking keeps me like going and gives me something to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, something to do in the summer. It's a fun thing to do. Yeah. Very exciting. What is it like being in a sport that is more dominated by guys?
I love this question. It's really intimidating. For, like, many women, I've even talked to many girls, it's intimidating because, like, you show up to the park and it's all guys. And sometimes, like, I've had so many supportive guy friends, which I got really lucky with. But, like, since I was really young, I've gotten, like, catcalled and yelled at from the lift. Like, so it can be really discouraging. Can be tough, but there's also good aspects of having friends. But I wish there's a lot more girls. It makes it more supportive and exciting. Like when you show up to a park and you see girls, it just is exciting to like meet new people. But
definitely meeting new people, having a good time with them, and just becoming great friends.
We need more girls that snowboard though.
Yeah, definitely. I hope by this podcast that does happen, but
no, I hope so.
I know you are pretty young. What are your future plans? Do you want to continue to pursue snowboarding?
Oh, for sure. I really want to get more into street. I've only done, like, some filming with friends, which was literally the most fun I've had snowboarding.
Cool.
Was street. So I want to be able to film a part one day, hopefully soon. We just need more snow, but that, and I really want to pursue biking also. So it's something I'd be able to do both, but not many people do.
Yeah.
So I'd try to make it work.
Yeah, cool. Biking in the summer or sometimes even late, you know, fall or spring time. And snowboarding in the winter. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. I hope I can make it work.
Yeah, definitely. Do you consider yourself a competitive person? And if you do, how does that impact your snowboarding?
Oh my gosh, I'm so competitive. My whole family's competitive. I'm so competitive. It's really good for snowboarding because, like, if I see someone else do a trick or something that I think I can do, I'm like, why am I not doing it? I should do that. So it helps me progress.
It
also, like, so competitive in the way that sometimes it can be a little negative. Like, if I don't do well in the comp or something, and then, like, I go to bed then that night, and I'm like, oh my God, that's all I can think about.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then I put them out, and then I try to do better, like, and learn new tricks. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, trying to get better and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So being competitive is pretty good, I would say.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. Definitely. Okay. So the last part of this podcast is called Take Four, Skip One. Here we go. What is your absolute ideal favorite conditions to ride in and why?
I love riding in, like, slushy conditions. Not too slushy, but slushy enough to where if you fall, it doesn't hurt. And when it's sunny out.
Yeah, yeah. Bright sun. You know, it's feeling great.
Oh, everyone's always so happy, too. So it's always, it's such a good vibe.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Night riding versus day riding. What do you think?
I really like both. I would say day riding. But night riding can be so fun if you have, like, the right group of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially day riding.
Yeah, cool. What is your favorite food to eat at any mountain?
French fries.
French fries? Cool.
French fries. You can never go wrong.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Abby, I really appreciate you taking your time to come hang out on Not a Jerry. It's been sweet. Okay, guys, make sure to subscribe and rate to Not a Jerry because we have an awesome lineup coming your way this season. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Not a Jerry. You can hit me up through email at notajerry180@gmail.com. I would love to hear your thoughts, feedback, and suggestions. See you on the mountain.